Jesus preached the kingdom of God, and every man, it's up to every man and every woman then to receive that kingdom, to act on the word, to say the word, to press into that place.
Faith and obedience open the door to blessing and breakthrough. Join Gloria Copeland today as she describes how to press into the kingdom of God to see results. Next, right here on today's Believer's Voice of Victory.
If you're believing for something and you haven't gotten it and you feel that you're not on track, you've got to engage. You've got to implement and you have to press. Faith is implemented by words. You release faith out your mouth by words. You get faith in your ears, in your heart, by putting the word of God in your ears and in your heart. But then you release your faith out your mouth. So God has dominion over the earth. He gives us dominion over the earth. We're like the king of our lives, the king and the queen of our lives. That's us. We release our faith. We put it out our mouth. We say to the mountain, we believe we receive when we pray. And then we say and we say and we say and we say and we say until that mountain is gone. It's gone. It's gone. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Anybody can do this if you'll give it time and put the word in there. So to press, the kingdom of God's preached. Jesus preached the kingdom of God. And every man, it's up to every man and every woman then to receive that kingdom, to act on the word, to say the word, to press into that place. Press. Every man presses. You put, here's what it is. You put pressure on the kingdom of darkness, on the kingdom of God. You put pressure. You're not pressuring God, but you're taking the things of the kingdom of God, you're putting them in your eyes, in your heart, and you're putting them out your mouth, and you're pressuring the darkness to move back. But you're also opening the door for heaven to move in. Because now, We know that if we want to walk in the blessing, the thing that's necessary is obedience. And that's one thing that we can learn that's a solid fact all the way through the Bible. The blessing is, the door to the blessing is open by our obedience and our faith. Living the good life in the Lord means that you're walking in good. You know, you're not going to get far in spiritual things if you're living in sin. That may not be a popular subject, but it's just the truth. The blessing is for the obedient. It doesn't say anything about the disobedient being blessed. You can't put one foot in the kingdom and one foot in the things of the world that are wrong and expect the blessing to take hold. The blessing comes as we serve God, as we obey God. Whatever the Lord tells us to do, that's where the blessing is. Right. You may know something that God wants you to do, but you're afraid to go do it. Well, the blessing's where He says go. You're holding back for something else just because you can't see how to do it. We didn't see how to go in the ministry. We had no money. But you know, here's what you do. You put your foot in the water, and the water departs. And whatever it is, you put that other foot in the water, and the water departs. And you just stay in the water, or where the water was, and it'll keep going, and the blessing will begin to work for you. The blessing is just fabulous. It is just wonderful. It is anything you can believe it is. Good. It's anything good you can believe it is. So we press into that place. What does that mean? We put pressure on ourselves to walk in faith, to walk in the Word. We put pressure on circumstances. You get out of the way. We talk to things. Faith talks to things. What do? Where the devil's concerned? Do we just float through life? No, we resist him. He's a liar. When you hear words that says you're going to die, you're not going to get your healing, you're not going to have this, you're not going to do that, this is not working. I'm telling you, all he's got is lies. That's why he's so good at it, because he lies all the time. What does he do when he lies? He says to you, God's not listening. God's not going to do that. You're not worthy. You're just this. You're just that. You're not going to get it. Well, if you're not worthy, get worthy. If you've got sin in your life, get rid of it and don't give him any place to accuse you, in Jesus' name. We have to press past his deception, his lies, the newspaper, the every voice out there. Oh, what about all the newspaper that's calling for recession and here's something I've learned about the news media. If you're in the news media, well, I hope you're not this way, but I've found out personally that they don't give a hoot whether they're telling the truth or not. I know that from experience. You cannot believe everything you read in the newspaper. And even if the newspaper says a recession's coming, bad news is coming, bad financial situation is on us, we're not operating in the kingdom of the world. We are not in the dark with the world. We are operating out of another kingdom. The kingdom of heaven, where God has dominion, where God has the blessing in force for every person that'll come into it. We don't have to go through recession. We don't have to go through depression, financial depression. We're tithers. If you're not a tither, you may have to go through it. Well, I only got a few little crap up here. That's the truth. If you're not tithing, hallelujah, we got tithers here. Ken and I never did anything financially until we started tithing. And when we started tithing, we thought we needed every dollar of that little dab that it took to tithe. But we found out it was the right thing to do. We found out this is the way the kingdom of heaven operates. Get God, take him on as a partner in your life, in your money. We found out about the blessing of the tither, and besides that, it was just the right thing to do. And it was just a little dab, but we only had a little dab. And it took some faith to start tithing. But I'm telling you, I'm just convinced of this. We tithe in the ministry tithes, we personally tithe. But I am convinced of this, that if you want to walk in prosperity, you're going to have to honor God with what you have. What is tithing? Tithing's taking out that 10%, setting it apart for God. You study the scriptures on it, and then he'll bless what's left. I mean, it'd be fair if he said, okay, you keep 10% and I'll take 90 and I'll bless you. But no, what is he doing? You know, God's not broke. They don't have a recession in heaven. He's not looking for, he's really doing all right. So why does he tell us to tithe? Because he wants to have part of our financial life. So that he can what? Bless us. Glory to God. In other words, it's a way of honoring God with our finances. And it's a big step when you don't have much money to begin to tithe. And you think, well, I can't afford to tithe. Are you kidding me? That's your problem now. You can't afford not to tithe. What do? You take the first and the best. You go with your tithe before the Lord and you worship Him and you thank Him that you have that. Thank Him for everything you have, and you act on the scriptures about the blessing and the tither, and you begin to expect. You begin to expect the blessing. So I want to encourage you. You say, well, I don't think you have to do that. I don't think you have to do that either. I don't even think you have to be blessed, but I tell you, I would recommend it. I recommend tithing and I recommend the blessing. I've lived without it and I've lived with it now for a lot of years. Hallelujah. So be bold. Implement. Press. Push into that place that God has for you. Don't be a lazy Christian. Don't fail to spend time in the Word. Put your words in order. Jesus says we can have what we say. He would not lie about it. So what do? Most of the time, if you haven't already taken this step, you're saying what you have over and over and over. We'll never get out of debt. We can't get these bills paid. I don't know what we're going to do. The recession's coming. People are losing jobs, and we're probably going to lose our job here. The plant's closing down. If something's closing down around you, expect a promotion. Expect a blessing. Say, Lord, I don't know. I thought this was where I was supposed to be, but this door is closed. I want you to know I'm not moved by it. I believe I'll increase because of this. I'm asking you to show me where to go. What have you got for me now? Show me where to go. What job? What promotion, Lord, do you have for me? I am a tither. I am blessed. Whatever happens out here in this world, I'm blessed. Glory to God. See, that's pressing. When problems come, you can't give up. You can't just lie down in front of the car and let it run over you. No, you press. You get on the Word. If threats come, like financial situations, people have lost their jobs around the country and people have cut back and that and the other, doesn't have anything to do with you and me. We're not operating out of the kingdom of the world. We're operating out of the kingdom of heaven. We're tithers. We're blessed. We serve God and God blesses us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You cannot listen to the news media. You can listen to them, but you can't believe them because they don't know what you know. They don't know about the blessing that comes from heaven. And so they just look at strictly the numbers. And sometimes they just lie. But they just sometimes just look at the numbers, see what the economists are saying, see what the people are saying, and then they say that. And the more, I'm telling you this, I know this for a fact. I've learned this dealing with the press. Good news does not sell. You know, if it doesn't make sense, there's money behind it. Good news does not sell. Tragedy news sells. Scary news sells. Good news, people don't pay any attention to. And so it's just a business. We can't really blame them. They're wrong, but it's their choice. It's a business. Bad news sells. They have to have bad news. It wouldn't sell newspapers if they wrote an article about Kenneth Copeland and all the good things he does. And people say, that's nothing. But you put a little thing in there and you make it look like he's stealing money or something. They sell newspapers. That's just the way it is. So when you read the newspaper, you have to remember that. If there's a reporter here, lying is wrong. I don't care. It's one of the Ten Commandments. You do not lie, even to sell newspapers. Well, if you're here and you think, well, what am I going to do for a living? Well, do something else. Because the blessing's not going to be on you if you're lying. All right. I've found a friendly audience here. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. So what we have to do, if we're believing in faith, we have to implement. We have to press. And here's maybe my favorite description. We have to engage. If you should know about faith. If you don't know how faith works, everybody out there on the tables have tapes and books about how to walk with faith. The other word is engage. Maybe if things aren't happening, sometimes it just takes a while to get things all lined up. But it could be, if you're not getting results, particularly in something like healing where nobody else is involved but just you and God. Everything works, finances work, but it does involve other people, and sometimes that takes longer. But if you feel you're not getting results, it could be that you're not engaging enough. You're not pressing into it. The kingdom of God's preached, every man presses, puts pressure on the things in the world and the, you know, our confession and our lives to do the right thing, to walk before God. Every man presses, and every man should be implementing. And then the final one is engage. Perhaps you're failing to engage in this faith project like you should. I've already talked about Dodie and her healing scriptures. That's the way you engage. And another way you engage is you talk to the Lord every day. Don't just depend on your wife or your husband to do the praying. If you want to enjoy the good life, you engage in time in the Word and in prayer. Talk to the Lord. Engage with your mouth. Faith is implemented by the mouth. Jesus said, you can have what you say. But most people say what they have. And it's a temptation. When you hurt, you want to tell somebody, I hurt. First person you see that day, you want to say, you don't know how bad I'm hurting. Well, I'm sorry you're hurting, but that's not the way to get healed. You ought to be saying, you ought to be implementing, engaging in the Word, and saying, I am healed by the stripes of Jesus. Sickness, disease, I rebuke you. You get off of me. Pain, you go now. In the name of Jesus, I am healed. That's engaging. You ought to be saying, if it's problems with your finances, I rebuke you, like you are under the curse. You're not coming on my family. You're not coming in this house. I rebuke you, like you go in the name of Jesus. Satan, you go. You spirit of poverty, you're under the curse. I rebuke you. Now that's engaging. Where do we get that term engage? Well, if you're going to get married, you engage that woman you want to marry. What does that mean? Well, she's mine. She's engaged. He's mine. He's engaged. That's one way we use it. Ken, in flying the airplane, on their checklist, they say autopilot. Captain says autopilot. The co-captain says engaged. What does that mean? The autopilot's turned on now. It's flying the airplane. Engage. What about military? How do they use the term engage? That's what they use, the term they use when they engage in a battle. When they engage the enemy, what does that mean? That means we're going to have a fight. And we're going to win. What does it mean when we engage? That means we're going to have a faith fight. And we're going to win. And we're not going to quit until we win. It's not over till it's over. We're not going to quit. We're not going to stop our confession. We're not going to add unbelief to our confession. Well, maybe it's not working. I don't think it's working this time. Oh, honey, hadn't it been a long time since we've been believing for this? Do you really think it's going to work? You are not engaging. You are not pressing. You are not implementing faith. And you know what? You're not going to get it. You might get it in the natural, but you won't get it by faith. Faith has to be implemented. You have to engage to win a war. You have to engage with your faith to win a financial war, a healing war. Satan's come to kill, steal, and destroy. But God, Jesus, the Word says Jesus came that we might have life and that we might enjoy life in the Amplified and that we might have it in abundance. Not just barely getting by. Not just barely making it financially. Not just healed of most things. No. God meets my needs according to His riches and glory. That means like I was already there. God meets my needs. I'm engaged. I'm going to stay engaged. I'm not going to let any devil talk me out of it. I'm healed. I'm going to live a long life. I'm going to live a strong life. I'm going to stay active all the days of my life. I'm keeping a sound mind, a strong mind. I don't want somebody to have to lead me around. I'm putting pressure on to keep a strong mind. I'm going to remember things. I'm going to remember events and numbers and sermons and scriptures and names. Don't start talking old. We're not of the world. We live down here, but we're of heaven. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I guess I better quit preaching and let you go to eat. Glory to God. So are you going to implement? Are you going to press? Are you going to engage? Are you going to give up? No. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland in Australia for these exciting victory campaigns in 2009. Come to the Sydney Victory Campaign from the 21st to 23rd of May at the Sydney Entertainment Center, 35 Harbour Street, Haymarket, Sydney, New South Wales.
Awesome blessing. You come together in that unity and just to see the presence and see the face of Jesus.
Just to be within a stone's throw of where He's actually ministering, I'd recommend to anybody just come and check it out because it's a wonderful experience here.
Come to the Brisbane Victory Campaign from the 28th to 30th of May at the Brisbane Convention and Exhibition Centre at the corner of Merivale and Glenelg Street, South Bank, Brisbane, Queensland.
Coming into an atmosphere where there's people believing by faith and hearing the word, that you're able to easily just come into that presence with Jesus.
To find out more, visit kcm.org or call 800-600-7395.
Today is offering day, and we're going to talk about sowing and reaping. I mean, hard times may be here, but that's not when you quit sowing. That's when you double up. The more the pressure is, the more we sow, the more we give. We can't quit sowing and reaping. That's where the increase is. Listen to this. You determine how you reap. It says, "He who soweth sparingly shall also reap sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall also reap bountifully." So we sow. We don't quit sowing just because the pressure's on. No, we sow more seed than ever because we need more harvest than ever. If you're a sower, a tither, you're a reaper. And so don't be concerned and afraid of what the world says or anything else. Your finances are between you and God. If you're not a sower, if you're not a tither, you need to get on God's system and change and increase. Every man, according as he is purposed in his heart, we reap that harvest. You purpose in your heart, you're to give as God leads you to give. And it says then, God is able to make all grace or every favor abound toward you that you always having. Sowers, tithers, givers, we're always having, hallelujah. I don't care what's going on in the world. We're blessed. The blessing is on us. But, you know, we have to talk the blessing. We have to believe the blessing. We have to do what the Scripture says causes blessing. And when we do, we receive. Don't be discouraged. Don't just listen to the news about things and what all bad things are happening. You're a tither. You're a sower. You're a giver. So don't be moved by the things you hear. I'm going to pray for you right now. I'm going to pray over your offering. Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up every family. Lord, we come into agreement all over the world as this broadcast is being seen today for abundance in the house of God. I rebuke lack off of your life. I rebuke lack off the church. And I speak blessing to you, blessing in your life. Receive prosperity, blessing. If you've kind of been vacillating where financial things are concerned, get in the Word of God and build your faith up on the Scriptures that promise you increase. That belongs to us. We are not subject to what's going on in the world. We're believers. Our blessing, our prosperity is determined in heaven. Don't let the devil talk you out of prosperity. You're blessed. It's the will of God for you to increase. If you need a job, I'm asking right now, Father, I'm asking you to open to the people of God the best jobs they've ever had. Every person listening to my voice right now, Lord, I'm asking you to reveal to them where their perfect job is. Now, you agree with that. And you thank the Lord. Lord, I believe I receive wisdom. Show me where to go, and I'll go. The Lord, you go, the Lord will give you favor. Next week, Jeremy Pearson's our grandson, and his guest, Jerry Savelle, will be on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Don't miss it. This is Gloria Copeland reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. To purchase a copy of this week's broadcasts on DVD or CD, visit our website at kcm.org or call toll-free 800-575-4455. Join us at one of our events in 2009. Prepare to hear from God, activate the Eden blessing, and engage in the Word like never before. Come to the West Coast Believers Convention June 29th through July 4th at the Long Beach Convention Center in Long Beach, California. The Southwest Believers Convention is August 3rd to the 8th at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. Then, join us at the Days of Refreshing meeting September 13th to 18th at Eagle Mountain International Church, right here at the Kenneth Copeland Ministries headquarters in Fort Worth, Texas.
Thousands of people together on one accord, believing the Word, tapping into that power of that Word. It is life transforming. You'll never be the same.
To find out more about these or other Kenneth Copeland Ministries meetings, go to kcm.org or call 800-600-7395. Remember, the glory will shine in 2009.
You are destined to win in this life. Hello, I'm Jeremy Pearsons, and sitting in for my grandparents, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, on the Believer's Voice of Victory, I want you to join me and my special guest, Dr. Jerry Savelle, as we discuss how we are called to battle and destined to win. You are a winner in Christ Jesus. Join us.
You won't want to miss these special broadcasts.